I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our global hits on the way. First, though, this story. Another black eye for the investment banking industry. Swiss banking giant UBS says one of its traders lost about $2 billion in unauthorized trades. The man's been arrested in London on suspicion of fraud. The scandal is the latest in a series for UBS in recent years and the banking sector in general. The World's Jerry Hatton reports.
When people talk about the current global economic crisis, one thing you often hear them say is, the banks got us into this. Investment banks, that is, starting with Lehman Brothers and spreading to Europe, to banks such as UBS, which had to be bailed out in 2008 by the Swiss government. Now one of its traders, Kwaku Adeboli, has been arrested for rogue trades that could cost the bank some $2 billion. Today on the streets of Switzerland, where the bank is headquartered, people were angry. This man says the banks shouldn't be given the possibility to make transfers of this kind. It's just unthinkable. One should have several people overseeing it, checking things. It's too easy to make money, he said, or to simply throw it away like that. The unauthorized trades of which UBS employee Adeboli is accused involve what are called exchange-traded funds. They're funds closely linked to stocks or commodities and only available to big banks. The trades are perfectly legal, but UBS contends Adeboli didn't tell them he was making them. That's not legal. This Swiss woman said there are people who are dying of hunger and who don't have work, and then the traders receive super bonuses, and they just do anything. In theory, traders cannot do just anything. Oversight is supposed to have increased in recent years, following other high-profile rogue operations, most notably in 2008, when trader Jérôme Kerviel lost $6.7 billion for French bank Société Générale. But Louise Cooper from the global brokerage house BGC says in the world of split-second computerized trading, catching a rogue is always difficult.
Given how many trades there are in the world, you know, this is only looks like one trader. I think probably what's happened is that the markets have been hugely volatile over the last 2 months. And I think it's so easy to lose massive amounts of money, literally in seconds.
In other words, Adeboli's big losses got lost in the shuffle. What will likely remain is this latest stain on UBS's reputation. So says David Jones, the chief market strategist at IG.
Banks, of course, are so big now that $2 billion isn't the end of the world. They said it will affect their third quarter profits. But it does, once again, shine a light on what are maybe somewhat lax approaches to internal controls. And that doesn't do the reputation of any financial institution any good whatsoever.
By coincidence, the Swiss Parliament began debating tougher banking regulations today. Today is also the third anniversary of the fall of Lehman Brothers. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.